I want to move on to. Let's talk about excursions, guys. If we got a bit of an open to Jesse, or no, you don't. Oh. God, I wanted to fire things up. Get some music.
I can work on one for you. Yeah, do you want one this time tomorrow?
Can you put some music on? Because I want to take it to the next level. Because we got a phone call yesterday, which changed everything when it comes to excursions. Chris called from Sydney Zoo. Have a listen.
I happen to work at Sydney Zoo at Eastern Creek. Why don't we put on the ultimate excursion for a school?
Yep.
We'll open up the doors. You can bring all the kids in, get them behind the scenes, meet the animals, go through education program, throw an ice cream in their hands, get them a slushy, and just give them a good day.
How many could you get through for a tour?
Oh, we could do 1,000.
Yeah. Oh, this is massive. So we could open this up to any school in Sydney.
Well said, Fitz. You put the pieces together. Oh, okay. Here we go. Now we got the music.
Oh, what a... Who sang...
Harry Belafonte.
It was too. Any relation to Stefan?
Yes. Who married Mel B. Grade or whatever. Okay, so from tomorrow, each day, we are going to have two teachers go head-to-head. Each of them will tell us what their specialty subject is, right? Then we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and whoever answers the most questions about their specialty subject will be the carryover champ. And they're going to make it through to the next day. On the final day, whoever wins will score an excursion to Sydney Zoo for their entire school.
Wow.
Like, shut the gates. There's nobody there. Everybody is at Sydney Zoo.
It's a lock-in.
It is a lock-in.
It's a school lock-in. You get the zoo to yourself.
And as Chris said, you get a slushy, you get an ice cream, get a capybara, take one of them home.
What is your specialty subject, though, if you're a teacher? This is the thing. I mean, if you're a PE teacher, it might be like an NRL team or something like that. But if you do have a specialty subject...
What would yours would be sport or bands?
Music, yeah.
Yeah, Fitz, Tommy would 90s. Be hair product.
Oh, I was going to say products. Like food. I quite like food.
Both like food.
Yeah.
Maybe Tommy, wine or from the French region or something like that.
Champagne.
Cheeses would be good for you.
Actually, yes.
You're right, cheese.
With a lot of your jokes. If you're our teacher, hit up the win page right now.
Whip, you'd be like, you'd be health and fitness or something like that.
Yeah, I'd be fitness.
Or not doing any work, that's a specialty.
Okay, well, I don't think it's an actual subject, Tom, but if it was to be, then I would be interested in having a look at it. Slobbery, it would be called, Tom.
Slobbery?
Where were you going to go?
No, we've done a couple of things on the show today that have probably got Tom's complaints.
Said a few times
well, the
today.
Well done to Whit with his stacked heels. You can see them on our Instagram now.
Do you reckon I should go down to Hocker, the shop that sells the stacked heel shoes?
I don't think Hocker care.
They would. I'm going to go down there, mate. They care because it's their whole brand.
And well, I'm going to go down. I know the owner, Jeff Hocker, and he.
Hockaloogie. And I'm going to say, guys, this is a stacked heel.
Yeah.
You fools. See you at the City to Surf. Whip Fleas in town with some new fashion.
The old shocker over here.
Finally admits to wearing a stacked heel.
Okay, mate.
After all these years.
That's not the purpose, Jess, of the stacked heel, but great to be seeing things from a 6 foot.
Always wanted to get to 6 foot. It's tough for people that are under 6 foot, and you just miss out on it.
183 centimetres is 6 foot.
So no, it's not.
I'm 6 foot.
No, you're not 183 centimetres.
Well, from 181 to 3, it depends on the day. That is it for us. Tomorrow, Chrissy Swan joins us. She's back. We've got instant cash, thanks to MJ the Musical, and also... Tommy, do they do a matinee? Does MJ the Musical do a matinee?
We can discuss booking times off air.
So true, mate. Brandman is back tomorrow.
Hi, Mum. I'm home.
I'm home.
Jason Jackson from
I think
the
even
suburb.
Ash wants us to go home, guys.
Do
I
you, think Ash? She's... Ash, you been to MJ the Musical? I might
not
take
not yet.
I'm going to take the kids. I'm going to take the kids along.
Ash, can you give us your Bessie?
Oh, no.
No, Ash. No. It's time to go, I think. Ash. I think we're running late. We've got to go. Oh, no. Time's out.
Come on, Ash.
Hey,
just
Mom.
One.
Hey, Mom. I'm home.
All we want is one, Ash.
Come on, Ash.
Come on.
We're not finishing the show till Ash does a hee hee.
Tom, help me.
No, Ash.
Oh, you want me to do it at the same time? Okay. In three.
No, not you, Tom. You don't need to hold her hand.
Come on,
she
Ash,
can do a hee hee.
Do this, please, Ash.
Here we go, guys.